Shakina Pena. Your Healthy Choice Clinic is her business that she owns, and she's on the other end of our line. Good morning, Shakina.
Good morning. How are you?
I know you're not an early person, so thanks so much for getting up with us this morning.
No problem. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Congratulations on your victory in court. Here you are, a little old business owner, and the Attorney General for the state of Michigan decided to drag you into court. When you first found out about this, what'd you think?
I was floored. I had, you know, no idea. I didn't see it coming. You know, we prepare for city ordinances, inspections, and everything else. We prepared for, you know, raids and things like that. And I never seen this one coming. So I was shocked, and I was a little frightened, that's for sure.
Well, on Wednesday, jurors agreed, and they cleared you of misdemeanor election law crimes that the state contended that you committed. From what I understand, they said that for people who voted for a cause that you were supporting, they would get free marijuana. Tell us about that charge.
You know, the charge was for election interruption in the election and buying votes. And we clearly didn't buy votes. We had we were a part of the Greater Lansing Medical Marijuana Association that did a voter registration drive in multiple dispensaries in Lansing. There was like 46 dispensaries in Lansing at that time, and all of us were registering patients to vote. And, you know, in our particular case, I was on the board of that association as well, but they were saying, you know, that we were luring patients in, buying their votes, persuading them to vote one certain way. And that was true and not the case. We've always been a resource center, so we've had tons of literature and every candidate there, and we gave it, you know, out just free for patients to decide what they wanted to do. So, you know, trying to sit there and, you know, defend ourselves was very hard because the Attorney General's office painted me to be this aggressive, greedy businesswoman, and I had to sit there and just swallow it. It was horrible. So I was kind of arguing with my, you know, counsel saying, you know, object to that. I've been open since, you know, 2009. He was basically trying to make it paint out like that was my intention, that we had lost the city ordinance. We had a moratorium. All our businesses had a sunset. I was closing, so my choice was to stay open. That was my intention and things like that. So it was hard because this man, you know, didn't know me from Adam. And, you know, didn't know me in the community or anything of, you know, how I try to work with, you know, ordinances and stuff around the state, patients. They had no idea who I was. And so it was horrible to sit there and get this charge. And he painted it out and trying to, you know, make the jury and the people and everyone believe that I'm a greedy business owner. I'm here for myself. And, you know, this was my intention. It was horrible.
Shakina, for those of our listeners who haven't heard you on the program before, tell us about the history of Your Healthy Choice Clinic.
Your Healthy Choice Clinic, you know, I came from healthcare. I worked in healthcare for about 12 years, and I was, like the Attorney General's office, I was against marijuana. You know, we used to open up cases of child protective services, you know, for people who would drop with cannabinoids or cannabis in the system, because that's what I was taught. That's what was my first education. That's what I knew. And then I became a patient with multiple sclerosis. So the tables turned, and I feel I strongly say that God has a way of humbling us. Now I'm on the other side. I feel like I'm the person with the scarlet letter. I have that stigma against me, and I'm fighting for patients' rights. And we started with the movement, voter initiative, to get it on the bill. It passed on the bill, and we've opened up a certification center, like a resource center, to educate patients on, you know, with workshops of alternative ways to use marijuana, because I do not smoke. So we talked about making capsules. We showed them how to grow the medication, educated them on the difference of strains, how the strains, you know, pertain to them and what conditions they may have. So, you know, this has been my career, I think, the first 2 years of this movement. We never went into dispensing until the last 6 months. When we went into dispensing, it was because we found a lot of the medication with new growers had pesticides and mold. So we had to, like, get a different testing system for patients to know what type of medication to have and for their benefits that we were offered medication. And, you know, it's been a blessing, that's for sure, because we have a large following, a tremendous following, and we've been out here for the patients, and we have, you know, true patients with true conditions, and it was hard to swallow what I was trying to be painted out to be.
Shakina, I can recall an email I received after we had you on the program. It condemned me in the program, basically saying, how dare we put you, a pot-smoking mom, on the radio who was making a living dealing with illegal substances. Talk about that stigma.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that. You know, I'm a very spiritual person. And, you know, I attend church and I believe in God, and I know He was the one that carried me through this. So that's kind of hard to swallow. And I can understand, because some people don't know. Again, that was me, you know, I have to say 5 years ago. I still had that mentality. And so the stigma is hard. You know, my son, he's in sports. I'm a sports mom, and it's rather difficult, because I had no idea that this would blow up to be so big, and especially for my business. And I didn't want to shrink back and not talk to us about patients and not educate people on it, city council members or anyone, and the radio shows. And, I mean, we don't put a lot into advertising because I didn't want it to be so big, but it blew up when it became, you know, about severe chronic pain, about the patients and educating them. And even my staff, we put number one, the patients first. This word of mouth and compassionate quality care, it grew so big, and it was hard to dodge. I mean, even going out in public, people would say, thank you. We don't even know who they were, but you still have that other, you know, part of, the community that doesn't want you to evolve into the community. And we understand that because it has a stigma to it still. But our model has been that we are going to change the image of cannabis. We don't want to be, you know, considered potheads. And I'm not a pothead. You know, I don't smoke. So it has been rather challenging and difficult. But we take it and we smile about it, you know, and we pray for those enemies and we just move forward because we know what we're about.
An August appeals court ruling banned patient-to-patient sales of marijuana. So what's next for you?
Yes. Well, again, we've been a certification center, and so that's what we're trying to, you know, let people know. We've been a resource center, you know, educating patients with this workshop and everything else. So they said, hey, you cannot sell or, you know, assist patient-to-patient transfer with marijuana. So we had stopped 6 months. That was fine because we didn't want to be a business that was going to blow up, you know, real fast, wick, and you just blow up like dynamite, and it's a mess. But we started with like a slow, steady candle burn. We had, you know, awareness, compliance, education, and everything else that we had behind us and that we've built. You know, we're over 14,000 patients that come to us, even caregivers, people who just want to know about the program. You know, some of them don't even sign up, and that is fine, but they want to know what their parents are doing, what their families are involved in, and we are not opposed to talking to them and spreading awareness.
Shakina Pena is the owner of the Your Healthy Choice Clinic in Lansing. Shakina, thanks so much for your candor and your time. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Tony.